Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson today bowed out of consideration to be President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Veterans Affairs amid allegations of inappropriate behavior and fostering a hostile work environment. The White House doctor denied the allegations. In a statement, Jackson said he expected tough questions, but he denounced what he called baseless and anonymous attacks on my character and integrity. In a call to Fox News this morning, the president defended Jackson.
He would have done a great job. He's got tremendous heart.
Any idea who you might...
These are all false accusations that were made. These are false. They're trying to destroy a man. By the way, I did say welcome to Washington. Welcome to the swamp. Welcome to the world of politics.
Well, welcome to the world of politics. We're joined by NPR's lead politics editor, Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there. I'm just going to make that my walk-up. Slogan every time. We're just going to play Trump beforehand. Welcome to the world of politics.
Welcome to the swamp, the jungle.
There we go.
So this is a president that seems to value personal connections and loyalty above just about everything else when picking his staff. There are frustrations really on both sides of the aisle, it seems, about lax vetting of staff. I mean, do you think there'll be any White House lessons learned from the Ronnie Jackson nomination?
Well, they should learn some of those lessons. I'm not sure that they're going to take a whole bunch away from it. They could have prevented a lot of these bad headlines had they done some of this vetting beforehand and tried to figure some of this out. Now, what is interesting is that you've heard a lot of Obama, ex-Obama folks saying good things about Ronnie Jackson as well. And, you know, we should still note that these are allegations that haven't been confirmed, although you've had some almost two dozen military personnel who've apparently been the ones behind these allegations. So clearly there was more to be known that the Trump administration is falling down on when it comes to their vetting.
Well, and as you point out, he continues to be praised by the White House and former presidents. So can he keep his current job as White House physician, do you think, with so many of these unanswered allegations swirling about him?
Well, technically he can, and Sarah Sanders, the press secretary at the White House, said that for now, yes, he will remain as the White House doctor. It wouldn't surprise me if he decides to get out of the public spotlight, especially if the questions keep being asked about him and his job performance, because this wasn't just about his experience level to manage a bureaucracy like the VA. It's also about his performance on the job and, you know, if he were, as the allegations note, drinking overseas on trips. Well, you know, he's a former combat doctor. If you're in a place where the president gets sick, are you going to trust an emergency room in Caracas as opposed to the White House doctor who's supposed to be really good at this? In the United States, it probably obviously is not as big of an issue because you've got plenty of great hospitals and good doctors very close by.
Let's move on to EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. He's had to answer some tough questions today in a congressional hearing. Pruitt's been charged with several ethical violations, from exorbitant travel accommodations, unauthorized wage increases to staff members, close ties to oil and gas lobbyists, and more. Here's how Pruitt defended himself in his opening statement.
Much of what has been targeted towards me and my team has been half-truths or, at best, stories that have been so twisted that they do not resemble reality. And I'm here to set the record straight in these areas. But let's have no illusions about what was really going on here. Those who have attacked the EPA and attacked me are doing so because they want to attack and derail the president's agenda and undermine this administration's priorities. I'm simply not going to let that happen.
So, Domenico, Scott Pruitt, is framing this criticism in partisan terms. Have Republican lawmakers who questioned him today, sort of bought into that reasoning that this is all partisan?
Well, they certainly haven't asked him any tough questions when it comes to some of these ethics scandals. They have more so kind of defended him. I listened to North Dakota Congressman Kevin Cramer just before coming on, asking him questions and talking about, how Democrats are defending secret science. Of course, North Dakota is a big fracking state and a place that's seen a huge oil boom. So, the local interests are important as well. That's why you see West Virginia congressmen and senators more defending the role of this new EPA, because under the Obama administration, there was stricter regulation of some of these practices. And you saw Democrats today going after him quite a bit on substance. You had congressmen and women like Debbie Dingell asking questions about specific policies and whether or not the EPA has conducted reviews on the potential impact of people's health. And he couldn't answer those questions. So, there are a lot of policy questions that were discussed. And when it came to the ethics scandals, again, you saw him try to deflect toward it being partisan politics and blaming others within the EPA.
Finally, Michael Cohen, the president's personal lawyer, said he would take the Fifth in this lawsuit filed by Stormy Daniels. Cohen paid the adult movie actress $130,000 for her silence. I mean, do you think this decision to take the Fifth, how will it impact the case? What do you think?
Well, look, it's going to make it more difficult for investigators to get the information that they had wanted. They'd also kind of been hoping that he might turn and be somebody who they could use as a witness rather than a subject here. So it certainly is a little damaging to the Mueller investigation. But, you know, we'll see how far that winds up going. It's interesting that the president seemed to undercut him and the case against him because he said that he didn't really think of him as a lawyer. He thought of him more as a businessman. Well, that sort of takes down or undercuts the idea of attorney-client privilege. And he also said that Cohen represented him, explicitly said that he represented him in the Stormy Daniels affair. And that, certainly makes it look like the president knew about the payouts when he said he hasn't.
It certainly complicates things. Domenico Montanaro, thank you very much.
You're welcome.